Witches in fairy tales are mad people who fly around on broomsticks. But the people of the Middle Ages took witchcraft very seriously. It cost a lot of innocent lives. The English were fighting in France and winning. But then a French girl, Joan of Arc, said she heard angels telling her to fight the English. She got some armour from the French king and set off to fight them. The odd thing was that she started winning. Well, the English were furious, beaten by a woman. Then her enemies captured her and sold her to the English. Now, it wouldn't be very sporting for the English to execute a brave enemy soldier. So they accused Joan of being a witch and then executed her. She was burned alive. It was a mean trick, and Joan deserves to be remembered as a wonderful woman, even though she sometimes had to keep the fact she was a woman secret. Because in those days, they didn't take women very seriously. We should celebrate her life with a song. A song a bit like this. One, two, three.
Joan of Arc, what a lark. She fought and she dressed just like a bloke.
Like a bloke.
Joan of Arc, just a spark. Sent that lassie up in smoke.
Up in smoke.
I was in the field, she said, the angels, they were chatty. They said I had to fight the English, maybe she was batty.
Completely batty!
She went to see the Prince of France to get a sword and breastplate. The Prince, he said, a lass like you should wear a woolen vest, mate.
That would be her best mate.
Joan of Arc, what a lark. She fought and she dressed just like a bloke.
Like a bloke.
Joan of Arc, just a spark. Sent that lassie up in smoke.
Up in smoke.
But Joan, she went to Orleans town and fought and feared for nothing. The nasty English all around, they got a fearful stuffing.
Oh, such a stuffing!
At last the English captured her, they tried her with some vickers. They say you will be sorry when that fire gets to your kneecaps.
He said your kneecaps.
Joan of Arc, what a lark. She fought and she dressed just like a bloke.
Like a bloke.
Joan of Arc, just a spark. Sent that lassie up in smoke.
Up in smoke!
What was it about the French and the English? Well, it went back to 1066, when the Normans came across from France and smashed the English at the Battle of Hastings. The Normans were led by William the Conqueror, Big Bad Bill. Not a nice man. The Normans didn't like the English. In fact, they didn't even like their own family. William the Conqueror's brother, Odo, looked after England while Bill popped back to Normandy. What thanks did Odo get? William threw him in jail. But Bill's sons were even worse. They fought against each other, and they even fought against their dear old dad. If William the Conqueror could have written a letter to his wife, Matilda, in 1079... Oh, William probably couldn't write. He had clerks to do that for him. Anyway, it may have sounded like this.
Gerberoy Castle, Normandy, January 1079. Dearest Matilda, you won't believe what our Robert has come and done. Only gone and beaten his dad in battle. That's all. The ungrateful little... cochon, as we say in French. As you know, he was rebelling against my rule. So I rode up to Gerberoy with a few hundred lads to sort him out. What does he do? He locks the gates. What do? Well, I besiege him, don't I? A few hungry weeks without his venison pasties, and he'll come begging for mercy, won't he? Always been fond of his grub as our Robert. But he doesn't. Instead, he gets his forces together and comes charging out of the castle. He attacks me. I thought I was supposed to be attacking him. Of course, he's made a big mistake. No one's ever beaten your William in battle, as you know. He charges straight for me. Takes me by surprise, that does. Knocks me clean off me horse. Oh, don't worry, my love. He doesn't hurt me very much. The rest of his men begin moving in for the kill when that English lad, Toki, rides up with a fresh horse and saves my life.
poor young Toki got killed, but the main thing is I survived. Now, I don't want to worry you, my darling, but our young Will was fighting on my side and he took a bit of a knock. He's recovering nicely and he's quite a hero. I always thought he was a useless little twerp until now, as you know. But I've decided to give him the throne of England when I go to that great throne in the sky. As for Robert, he can have Normandy. And the ungrateful little beggar is welcome to it. Home soon, my dearest one. Love to our little Henry. Your loving husband, William. Conqueror. The. And here's me seal. Not that sort of seal. And we can imagine the reply from Matilda.
Normandy, January 1079. Dear William, just wait till I see our Robert. Fancy knocking you off your horse. He needs teaching some manners. Mind, I always said you spoilt that boy something rotten. A few whacks from the flat of your sword will have done him no harm at all. Do you think you could remember to bring me some of that local woolen cloth? Green, if you can get it. Hurry home. The dogs are missing you. And I'm keeping your throne warm. Love, Matilda. Oh, P.S. Don't forget to wipe your feet before you come into the great hall. I've just had new rushes put down. Kissy, kissy.
William forgave Robert enough to leave him Normandy. But when old William died, young William Rufus got England. This caused a lot of quarrels between the brothers. Each wanted what the other had. And a third brother, Henry, got just £5,000 of silver, which he hurried off to weigh and lock away. Who came off best? Well, Henry, actually. William Rufus was killed by an arrow when he was out hunting in the New Forest. Although some historians think Henry may have arranged that accident. Henry took William's English throne, crossed over to Normandy, and defeated Robert in battle, and took Normandy too. Henry had the lot. William the Conqueror would have been proud of his murdering, fighting, ruthless son.